Dzogchen Today podcast. Welcome to Dzogchen Today's podcast. This series of Dzogchen in everyday life is designed for us to get more familiar with the Dzogchen view and what it can bring in our daily life through personal sharings and short practices.
Welcome to the Dzogchen in Everyday Life podcast, and thank you for joining us. My name is Marie-Laure, and I'm your host today. So as a continuation of the series, The Relief of Emotions on a Daily Basis, we are dedicating some episodes on families of emotions directly linked to ongoing climate change. In the previous episode, we took a close look at the frustration, anger linked to changing conditions. And in this episode or podcast, we will explore the fear of uncertainty and the unknown. And to discuss further this topic, I'm very happy to welcome Mila Kiense Rinpoche.
Hello.
Hello. And Damien Cavrois.
Yeah. Hello.
That's correct. Yes. Hello. So thank you for being with us today.
You're welcome.
So before jumping into the topic, let me introduce you very briefly. Mila Kiense, you are a trained scholar, consultant, and teacher of the Dzogchen tradition. You have been traditionally trained in the Himalayas and in Europe, and you are a lineage holder.
Yes, that's yes. Right.
Which is, if you follow the podcast, you may know, but it is a man or woman responsible for the living transmission of the great perfection teachings. And Damien Cavrois, after training as an architect, you returned to pruning, and more specifically to climbing arborist, I think we say.
Yeah.
Yes. And naturally, these two activities came together. And today, with your partner in life, you design and create and maintain a variety of gardens, mainly in Belgium.
Yeah, perfect.
So let's dive into this topic, which explore the link between emotions and changing conditions, as we said just earlier. And when we think about economic conditions, political, social, but also climatic and ecological. So this leads us to realize that we can't control everything. And in this situation, amongst other possible reactions, a deep-seated fear or a diffuse feeling of anxiety can arise, and which can lead to defeatism, helplessness, and discouragement. So to start with, Damien, could you briefly describe your own experience and observations on changing conditions as a gardener?
Yes. First of all, I want just to clarify that my point of view is really personal, and we are located in Belgium, so and mainly in a context of her work, so as a gardener. So, of course, each situation is different, so maybe it can be better, and also other can be worse. So it's very important to just clarify this point of view. As many years, for many years, we can see a lot of extreme weather events. With heat, excess or lack of water, for example, and can cause a lot of damage directly on the fauna and flora. So, but all these events also can be stressful also for many plants. And because of this, of all of this stress, a lot of plants start to be more and more weak, just to fight against other pathogens. So we can see a lot of problem directly or indirectly on plants. So, and this is one of the aspect. And another one can be also, we can also observe some some strange things, like we saw a couple of days ago some flowers on the on cherry tree. So it's very, very strange because it's totally
upside down.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And we are recording this in September.
Yes, of course.
Usually the flower.
Yes, yes, exactly. And what is very strange, and it's also the same thing with other plants like hellebore or rhododendron. So it's very, very strange. And so this is a totally unexpected. Mm-hmm. And just also it's important just to notice that it's not only located in Belgium, because one of our clients come from South America, and she explained that her father who still live in South America can see exactly the same things. Even if we this is absolutely not the same country. So
it's not only local, but it's really a global phenomenon.
Yes,
that
exactly.
Impacts everybody.
Exactly. Mm. So.
Okay. So based on these observations, what are your feelings about that? Do you yourself feel anxious, distressed, or affected by this fear of uncertainty, by these conditions changing?
Yes. There is a lot of emotions, but I think it's important just to speak about two examples that probably can speak of many of us. Mm-hmm. The first one is just economical, that we work for individual clients, so we really don't know if they will be able or they want to ask us to take care of the garden, or to create new garden, or to prune, or just to take care of this. So in this in certain context, it can be very stressful because we really don't know where we will go. We have no answer for that. It's important. It's absolutely impossible to think about that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just as a professional, small things that, but what we have to do, is it important to hire staff, for example, because we have a lot of work, or do we have to buy new equipment, to invest? We really don't know what we have to do. And if we do it, maybe it will be difficult or hard to go back after that. So there is many questions with absolutely no answer. It's a big unknown, and this can be scary.
For sure.
Yeah.
And it requires to be very adaptable, I
yeah,
guess.
Exactly. And the second example, who is really more personally, that I'm a father of 15 months. old girls today.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you very much. And I remember a couple of months ago, and when she was very, very young, and I really felt totally lost and anxious just to think about what kind of environment she will have in a couple of years. And can we do something? And I felt totally lost, totally helpless. And how can I prepare her for this? And can I prepare her for this? And I really don't know. I really have no answer. And it's like everything was. It's like an empty world. I can think about many things, but
no solution.
But absolutely no solution come to me.
Mm-hmm. No definitive solution.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for sharing this example, probably that will speak to lots of parents, actually, I guess. And this anxiety that we named today, eco-anxiety, due to these changing conditions. Maybe Mira Kinse, could you share a few words on eco-anxiety and explain what do we mean exactly by this emotion? And especially how the Dzogchen tradition defines this type of emotion?
Before being eco-anxiety, it's about anxiety. And for the Dzogchen tradition, anxiety is linked to ignorance. A state of ignorance, it means that we don't know anything about whatever things we are thinking about, whatever problems we are facing and so on. And it's really linked to the future because, of course, for us human beings, the future is not yet. It's not real. Then it's really unknown, and we are completely in uncharted territories because we do not have any answer, any solution about what will happen. Just, and the Dzogchen is really specific about that, just in the next minute. In this situation, the climate, the global climate change, as we said, it's not just happening in Belgium, but it's everywhere. So the first thing that we acknowledge is that it's really the scale is really huge. It means that all the transformation we are just that are underway, they are global, they are everywhere. So the first of all, the scale is completely unknown for us as the human species. Secondly, this eco-anxiety, we know that the change we are facing today will continue in the future. So it will be a continuous evolving situations that we just think about that, it means that if we adapt now, we will have to adapt tomorrow, because the conditions we are facing today will change tomorrow. So it's an ever going process. It means that if it continues to evolve at this rate, then it's an obligation to be in a constant adaptation dynamic. And this is really difficult for us, human being, because, you know, the basics of our life are based on habits. We have the habits to go to work. We have, specific hours to work, to just eat, to sleep, etc., etc. So even if we like sometimes some new things to do, having new things all the time, it's not possible. It's just not possible. It's unbearable for us because we cannot adapt. We cannot adjust all the time. So this anxiety, it's really, I think, the really good choice of words, because anxiety is completely linked to the unknown conditions that develop all the time. And for the Dzogchen point of view, the anxiety is also linked to our condition as human beings, which is, you know, we were born one day and we will die one day. So when we talk about anxiety, when we talk about the unknown future or the unknown conditions about the future, everything is linked to the idea of death for us, the idea of the end. And of course, if all the emotions are linked to the time of death, it can be not so fun, you know, to experience this kind of emotions. So of course, it has a really huge impact on us, because the scale is too huge, the changing is all the time on, and it's all the time connected to the time of death for us. it's difficult to just manage it.
It can be very frightening also to,
can be.
To think that there is no place to rest because condition will keep changing.
Yeah, evolving.
Evolving.
And we know with all the...
extreme condition, we can
exactly.
say, yes.
We know with all the projections, you know, from the scientists, we know that if the temperature continue to rise, then, you know, the changes will be major. And if the changes are major for us human beings, it will be really difficult to adapt to these changes.
And especially if we stay on the ordinary, let's say, let's call it like this, mode of behaving or mastering the mind.
Not mastering, but
by continuing with our habits. So probably there is an answer there that the deduction can bring or help or answer. I don't know if it's really the real point, but can probably help. And in this sense, it would be very interesting to hear you, Damien, as a young practitioner.
I don't know,
how long are you practicing?
Yeah, I started to practice, maybe something like 3 years ago. Mm. Yeah, even if...
That's a lot.
Yes, I... I had some contact with Dzogchen maybe 10 years ago, but
so for a practitioner that has 3 years of practice and experience, how would you say, how would you describe how the Dzogchen could maybe help you can you tell us how it was benefiting you in this context of anxiety?
Yes, maybe it's not that, but I really can feel that. I have the impression to have the possibility to be active in front of the emotions. So it means that I am less and less. I am not only. Undergo in front of the suffering and the fears, and just to being the observers of the emotion really can be helpful for me, because I really think that I can be just really active, and just to feel that it's very important for me, because I can really feel that, this is a right way. Something really speak to me. And I will just really want to pull more and more the small strings, and just to follow this kind of movement, and to find more and more answer, or just to do something in front of all this this emotion. Mm-hmm.
Could you maybe give a small example? How it happens? Like, for instance, you are facing some anxiety.
Couple of days ago, for example, I was totally angry about a few things in my work. It doesn't matter, but after a couple of minutes, maybe I felt like. What I'm doing, I just noticed that my mind was, I was a lot of thinking in my mind, and just to notice that very quickly all my thinking stopped, and it was more and more, it was less and less, more and more quiet and less active. Mm-hmm. So it was very important just to be aware about. What is in my mind. Mm-hmm. So
to take note that
exactly
being trapped in this circle, this vicious circle.
Exactly. We say actually in the tradition, in Dzogchen tradition, we say you broke the circle of thoughts. Mm. And this is one of the main points to be clear and to regain lucidity. Yeah.
Okay, thank you for this sharing.
You're welcome.
And so maybe to conclude, as we traditionally do in this podcast, Mila Kiense, would you be so kind to give us maybe an exercise that could help us to soothe or transform fear when it arises in
our
daily lives?
Mm-hmm. A really simple one. and it's often the case, but this one is really, really simple. Usually, the first one, as we said already, in the Dzogchen tradition, it's really important, first of all, to recognize what is going on, and secondly, to have an effect on what is going on. Because you cannot have an effect if you don't know what is really going on. So in this case, in the case of anxiety, eco-anxiety, for example, Damien, when you walk in a garden, when it's September, no, even worse, October, end of October, and then you are just in the garden and you face a cherry tree with cherries. So, you know, this is not really common. This is not really ordinary. Yeah. And it creates a reaction. This reaction is a reaction of fear because it's not the ordinary conditions. And, all the emotions linked to eco-anxiety, they are here because the conditions are not ordinary. So they will become more and more extraordinary as in the past. So you are facing this cherry tree, and it's full of cherries. You take one, but you realize that in yourself, in your own experience, fear just arises. So whatever you are doing, this is just an example. But whatever you are doing, when you just notice, because we notice all the time when there is an emotion that arises, we notice that there is an emotion, but soon after, immediately, we just try to just escape this emotion, to escape from this emotion, and then we just try to push it away. And this is actually just emphasizing the emotion, because we are not clear with whatever is going on, and we cannot really recognize the kind of emotion it is, because we just try to fly away. So if we fly away, we cannot see exactly what kind of emotion arises. So whenever the emotion arises, we notice it, and then we try to just do not escape it, we concentrate on it, and at the same time we just freeze our movement, everything we are doing. For example, you are holding the cherry, and then you just hold the cherry, you just don't grab it, you just don't eat it. And as you freeze, you will also just use your eyes to create a disruption into your ordinary habit to react. And then slowly you raise your eyes up to the sky if you are outside, or up to the ceiling if you are inside. And you just remain like this for a few seconds, even if you have the opportunity, 1 minute or 2 minutes. It's just to help us to cut the emotion at its own base, and then just disrupting the reaction we will have with this emotion. So we just raise the eyes, we just remain like this, and at the same time concentrated onto the sensation created by the emotion. And this is usually a bodily sensation. So we just remain like this, and just after a while we will see, after a few seconds even, the sensation will decrease on its own. It will appease on its own. And then we will have a new kind of reaction. It won't be a reaction caused by fear. It will be a reaction caused by the absence of fear. And everything can change from it, because we are just doing not from the reaction, but from a balanced state. So all the answer we can, you know, give to whatever problems we face will be different.
Will be adjusted to the conditions.
Exactly.
Right. Thank you so much. Just a question. This is a practice that we can apply directly in our activities.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't all require to do it before, because in some previous episode we were like taking time to practice.
Yeah.
Or in this one we directly apply
directly
it
in the activity.
In the activity.
In our daily life, whatever we are doing.
Yeah. And so we stop the activity whenever we feel the emotion coming.
Yes, and it can be just for a few seconds.
Yes.
If you are afraid to be awkward, you know, at your desk or
or in the tube or
exactly. It can happen for sure. It can be really, really short. Really,
yes. You don't need to freeze like a statue.
No, but you can play the statue if you want.
Yes.
No problem.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Very helpful practice. And thank you, listeners, for your attention. And stay tuned for our next episode that will be as interesting as this one, I hope.
We hope so.
Yeah.
You can find more episodes on your website, dzogchentoday.org. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on your favorite podcast app and share it with your friends. We will be pleased to receive your feedbacks on podcast@dzogchentoday.org.